to the show. Here we go with Annie Talks. Annie Talks. Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here's your host. It's Annie Talks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Annie Talks, where we bring to you interesting stories about interesting people that you want to know about. I'm your host, Annie Rivera. Thank you for tuning in, and to those who have already subscribed, if you're new to the podcast, welcome, and I hope you enjoy what you hear, and if so, I personally invite you to subscribe.
Well, everybody, welcome to the Annie Talk Show. I am super excited to bring to you, well, I am joined with the Dare to Duet Episode 5, Dirk, aka Mr. Dirk to all of you. Dirk, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited that you're here. Yay. And he hails all the way from the Netherlands. So what time is it over there right now?
Right now it's 40 minutes past 8 at night.
At evening. Night. What? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Your window and your background says otherwise. It looks like it's daytime.
It's light because it's light till like 10 here. Now it's light till 10.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're excited to have you. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you for, I know you had to get up super early in the morning. So thank you. Thank you very much.
early in the morning.
Oh, well, good. Well, we definitely, you know, wanted to just kind of say hello to you and, you know, kind of, you know, shoot the breeze with you and see how, you know, your experiences were. First of all, I've got a series of questions here. So let's stick to that. So first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Why don't you tell everybody who Dirk is, Mr. Dirk is?
So my real name is Dirk, but most people can't say that. That's why I'm called Mr. Dirk. Uh-huh. I'm a 22-year-old guy from the Netherlands.
Guy.
explain that because people can't make assumptions anymore. So.
Got it.
I'm on the closing end of finishing my bachelor's degree in electrical engineering. And I'm currently working already as a hardware engineer for a pretty big company. I've been playing video games for pretty much all my life and still enjoying them and going to enjoy them even more. Mm-hmm. During all the free time, except I'm playing video games, I like to go to the gym, play volleyball, and hang out with friends.
Okay. So now when you say video games, now you play what kind of games?
Currently, I don't play that many different games anymore. I'm watching more, to be honest.
Okay.
But, I started playing video games, Nintendo, playing on the GameCube. And that quickly changed into playing Call of Duty on console. And I've switched to PC gaming since Call of Duty isn't really my type of game anymore. Mm-hmm. And on PC, I have played a pretty big selection of games, from shooters and battle royale games to puzzle games and strategy games that you need to think about. Those sort of games. And Twitch things now, of course, because that's...
Yeah, let's get into that in just a few minutes. But before we do that, so now what's it? Do you like? You say you switched over to PC gaming versus console gaming. So why did you do that? And is it better for you? Or I'm just kind of curious.
Because PC is better than console.
That's how easy it is. You have many more functions, right? Or functionalities with the PC versus.
It depends.
Yeah.
If you look currently what an Xbox has and a PC has, you can actually run full Windows on an Xbox, but it takes some modding. So you can actually have the same functionality, but a PC is just better, but it's less optimized.
Yeah.
For only playing video games, it's made more to do more.
Yeah.
It's easier to work with normally, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, let's head back over to these questions. Actually, let's see if we've got, let's see. I'm just pulling up some of my questions here now. It disappears every once in a while.
Nice.
So now, being in the Netherlands, obviously, you know, you go according to your timing, you stream when you can and whatnot. So what led you? Well, first of all, Twitch things. What got you started with Twitch things, first of all, and then we'll go jump into Dare to Do It.
It actually was, I was just on Twitch looking for what stream to watch, and I saw someone playing a game called Twitch Things, and I was like, what's that?
What's that?
Yeah. And I clicked on that streamer, of course. It's a Dutch streamer, pretty big one from the Netherlands, to be honest, for what the Netherlands has, right? And I started playing Twitch Things, and I was like, oh, let's look what this is. And it's a karaoke game, people singing. And I went to another channel, and everyone was so positive and nice to each other. A lot of interaction with chat. Uh-huh. And I got stuck into it, to be honest. Just got stuck into it. It started with watching one person, then two people, and then you get to know more people, and it starts growing. And now when I look at, especially at night, when I look at how many people are streaming my list, I'm like, there are way too many people here that I can all watch. But that's right. Not bad. It's a good thing, having choice. But that's how I got stuck into Twitchings. And then I didn't even know I had the game, apparently, because I apparently was in the beta already. About 2 weeks before it fully launched, I was like, oh, Twitch. I looked at my Twitch and games, and shit, I have Twitch Things. Yeah. Didn't even know that. Apparently, I signed up for it in the beginning, the Twitch Prime, and I've got it from the beginning. So I just played it when I knew I had it.
Yeah. What do you like about it? I'm just kind of curious.
It's fun. It's just fun. Singing songs that you like or don't like, depends. Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with Twitch Things, honestly, because yes, there's songs there that I absolutely love and love to sing, and then there's these songs that I either know about, have heard, or have not even heard of them, and then I've yet to try them. I don't know, but there's something about it. It's like, it's kind of intimidating me a little bit, like, oh, I should go sing these songs, because then, you know, when you go on other people's streams and they've done the duets, you're like, I don't know if I know this one. I don't know if this one. Like, especially if they come in your stream and they want to join your queue, and you know they're giving you suggestions. Sing this, and
you didn't know that.
I'm the dumb one going, I don't know this one.
Yeah, I also know very little songs, to be honest, that most people know, but yeah. I just try it because what's the worst thing, to be honest, if you're looking at having fun or doing well, mm-hmm. if you don't know the song and you're not doing great, I'm having more fun than if I know a song and trying to do my best.
You know, that's a very good approach.
When other people are laughing about how you did something wrong or how you reacted to you doing wrong, that's way more fun than to just sit there only sing songs you know you can do very well, that you end up doing a stream and you're singing every song three times. Yeah, that's finding a balance in that is the hard thing, at least.
I agree with you, because when I first started Twitch Things, I was like, oh my god, just karaoke, now everybody can see you, right? And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and then, you know, maybe I gotta practice it first. And then I just kind of take the approach. I have a streamer friend that I met, everybody knows him as FX Noodles. He's probably watching, but FX Noodles, if he is, hi.
Yeah, he just said something.
he did? Oh, I wasn't even, yeah. Let me go look. Oh, look at that. Noodles is on. Well, he was the one, believe it or not, that actually motivated me to have that approach. Just, you know, just go in and sing, and you know what? So what? You don't know the song. Just learn it, you know? And you know what?
Best way to learn it is to do it.
It is. And it's so much fun that way. Oh, look at him. He says he's honored. But it's so much better. I feel like the weight is lifted. Like, I don't have to perform, you know, that I don't have to be, like, you know, 100%, you know.
Doesn't it have to be perfect? On.
Yeah, it's so much easier and so much more liberating, honestly. So I agree with you. So thanks to Noodles. And then definitely, you know, now that you've solidified it and, you know, kind of gave me that affirmation, now I know that I can, you know, just come on and just and learn along with everybody else, right? Awesome. Now let's talk a little bit more about, I've got my little list of questions here. So in the Netherlands, do you find that more and more people are streaming Twitch things, or are they just doing more games? I'm just kind of see what the balance is, you know, here versus US.
Of course, more people are starting to stream.
Okay.
Twitch things, I know only a few. It's like maybe if I say everyone in Twitch chat that I met, I was Dutch, it's probably about 15 people. Mm-hmm. But it's not that much. Probably more that I don't know, but that's always the thing. But compared to streamers in general, to what is in there in America, it's quite a big difference. Because if you look at the exposure someone gets, like how many high viewed streams there are from us, there ain't that much, to be honest. There's a few. Mm-hmm. So there's always a different stigma. When there are way more people making it big, people obviously see that, and they don't see the people that fail. So they'll obviously change their mind more towards it is possible than to, one person made it out of 1,000.
Okay, well, good approach. Now, we talked a little bit about how you discovered Twitch and then Twitch things, and then how head gaming is different here from the Netherlands and the US. Now, let's talk about your experience and how you came to be on Dare to Duet, if you don't mind.
So I knew about Dare to Duet before it was announced, because one of the first coaches that got picked is actually someone I hang out with quite frequently on Discord. So I knew that from the beginning. So we were pretty much all, and you're talking about like 5 people. For the first Deseret, we just entered with funny songs, to be honest. Just let's see if we get picked. Wonderful. If we don't, we didn't really try. But after that, I just wanted to see what it is. It's not that I'm sitting there thinking I need to do this or I want to do this. I just want to see what it is. It's something new. Let's try it out. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Can I have some fun? Because it looks fun from a perspective of a viewer.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
And you almost feel like as a spectator and I'm watching, I almost feel for, well, I do. I feel for the performers. I feel for the contestants and, you know, the amount of stress and, you know, having gone through that. So let's talk about that in a little bit. But so talk about your audition. Talk about like what song did you do?
This time I did Rusty Cage by Jenny Cash.
Okay.
A song not a lot of people know and not a lot of open wets are there on Twitch things from.
Well, see, then you stood out, right? You picked a song that would make you stand out. That's part of the half the task is being noticed. So
yeah, being not regular. So basically.
And then now went through your mind, like a couple days went by, you submitted the
audition. About a couple hours before the deadline actually was.
Hours?
You forgot. Yeah, hours. Because really? The last day of the submission from that round, I had about an hour and a half of free time that day. And the end of the thing was like 4 hours after that. So I had to do everything quick. And I uploaded 2 versions of the song and had to make a clip of it. Oh, took the first clip of the first song and thought, oh no, the second one is better. Made the clip, applied, and had to go. So it was, if it didn't went my way, if it failed, I would have done another one and who knows what happened. But
right. Oh my goodness. So what went through your mind when, you know, when we got the notification from everybody saying, yeah, you're the contestant. What went through your mind?
For me, it was, I got pinged on Discord. I wasn't even paying attention. I had like a couple pings. Uh-huh. And you start at the bottom, and you're like, what happened? Why am I
what happened?
What happened? And who's calling? Come up and say, contestant. You think they must have made a mistake. And you're like, just private yes, and we'll see what happens. And then, oh, shit, I made it.
Oh, no.
And they need to go, not prep anything. But
yeah. Awesome. And then so the day of happens and we're in the contestant room. I thought that was really exciting for me because as Twitch sings streamers, the only real-time interaction, so to speak, is that we record a duet, right? And then we publish it and then somebody does your duet. So that's as close a real-time you're ever going to get. Quite frankly, so to be in the contestant room and to have like real people, real talk, real time in your ears is amazing. I was like, wow, this is really cool with 16 contestants all around the world. This is so awesome. I really enjoyed that. What part of that whole thing did you enjoy?
It was great that you're with a lot of people in a room, but it was quite crowded. And especially with people on the internet, not everyone is as confident in themselves. So I bet quite a lot of people got pushed down. They weren't probably scared a bit of talking because, of course, you have more dominant people that are consistently talking. If you want to say something, you're a nice person, you want to wait till someone ends, you weren't coming in. But for me, I'm more on the dominant side, so I just talk with them. And for me, it was fun. I love the first 16, just sitting there waiting for everyone to get picked out, shown on the street. And then everyone, volumes goes down, everyone's trying to listen a bit. And
I was trying to multitask. I was trying to listen to all the contestants at the same time, get to know everybody, so to speak, but then still have an ear on, what's going on in the competition. And then luckily we had one or two returning
people
in D2D in the show or in the as contestants, and so they kind of gave you the rundown, like, oh, this is what's gonna happen. Right? And what was interesting to me, and it was so weird, is like to be in this chat room and then knowing that at any given minute that you would be like swooped away to be tossed into another room. I'm like, really? And no kidding, I was in the middle, I think I was in mid conversation, I don't remember,
and you just pulled you out,
and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Hello. It was weird.
And you get the small little talk about you're going on stream, like check your mic, maybe your volume needs to go up, down.
Yeah. I mean, that was awkward
silence to wait until you could get pulled up. You're sitting there with some money, just like you're relieved and drops when you're in and
I know.
You're still keeping quiet until they say your name and they want you to say something. Then it's just sit there and...
Yeah, that was bizarre because I found myself chatting with TC. I was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And he was trying to multitask. I'm like, okay, don't mind me. I'm just
Yeah.
You know, and then when it was your turn to announce yourself and talk about yourself, that's a little awkward. Oh, hi, I'm this, but that whole
awkward thing was the show of the performance. You just need to sit there for a minute, do nothing.
Yeah.
Say nothing. Yeah. And then, here the coaches go around.
Yeah.
And then, you can say anything again. And it's a long, it's not a long wait, but it's an awkward wait.
Yeah. But did you think, here's what I was telling, I think in the after party, we were talking a little bit about our experiences, but the one thing that I was trying to convey to everybody was, now for the people who are watching and, in the chat and typing away and throwing emotes all over the place, for them, it's like a long day because they sit there and they're like, okay, when's the next thing going to happen, right? Because all the contestants are back behind the stage or behind the scenes and working on their duets. But for us as contestants, did you think, maybe it's just me, but as a contestant, I felt like time did not stop. It was just like, whew, go. I mean, it was constant for me, at least. What was your experience?
I didn't have a time crunch. We were quick. When making decisions, we literally had everything sorted in a half a minute, and we went off. And then it was like, oh, we did it. And then it was like, oh, some teams are having trouble. So you've got some extra time. Okay, let's do it again. Let's see which one we actually think is better.
Yeah.
So, literally, we could have done it probably in 14, 15 minutes and be done with it. Yeah.
So it was just me. I was the only one stressing.
No, I bet you weren't the worst. which team did you end up?
I was on team Bad Rabbit.
Oh yeah, that's the team that took the longest.
Yes. Oh, thanks a lot. They're like, who the hell is holding this up? And
it was team Rabbit.
Yes, it was. Because the reason, and in my defense, I have to say that I had some really bad mic issues. Like the night before, for whatever reason, I was streaming the night before. Not late, but I was streaming, relatively later than I would have liked to. I was just trying to, get my wet my whistle and whatnot. But I did something to my mic, and somehow or another, it manifested into some distortion the very next day. So my mic was having major distortion. And my partner, my duet partner, Tenapi, she was the level-headed one. She was like, hold on, hold on, let me help you. So she was like, try to help me troubleshoot it. Meanwhile, I was like this. I was literally sweating. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I was like, I don't want to do it. I literally, we were almost just going to throw in like a very distorted version of Bohemian Rhapsody, which was that second round we did. It was so distorted because my mic was clipping, you know, the levels they were clipping. So anyways, neither here nor there. So let's talk about you. So when we're, was it awkward to like watch yourself sing a duet?
No, for me, it's not awkward anymore. In the beginning, it certainly was. And I couldn't bear to hear myself. But right now, I'm
more used to it.
Yeah, you're used to hearing yourself, and seeing yourself is never the problem, but the hearing is what puts you off.
Yeah.
Because of the way you think you sound, but the way you actually sound.
Yeah.
So different.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're watching, so you were on team...
Joanna
Arts, right.
Yeah.
So obviously we didn't win, neither... Derek or I won, or our teams won. It was Team Batsam, so you know the better team won, of course. But the experience was fun. I was very happy to meet him. So this is how we've come to know each other through here, through Twitch Sing. So I'm happy to know somebody all the way in the Netherlands. So I'm excited. Can you tell me who do you think influences you as a singer?
No one.
Okay, so like you don't have somebody that you listen to and you go, oh, I like the way he sings.
I have a lot of people that I listen to and like the way they sing, I can't sing like that.
Well, do you have any influence in the way in which you sing, or you just sing because that's how you sing?
Actually, that is the influence in how I sing is actually came when I started singing. I was like, what can I do and what should I do then? And should I like? So I Johnny Cash, I never listened to him pretty much until I started doing Twitch Things, because that's songs I can actually do pretty well. So I started listening to Johnny Cash, see how he does it, how he does the song, so I can do the songs. But the normal music I listen, I can't sing that because my voice doesn't allow that.
But would you say that you have, like, when you first started Twitch Sings and you started doing duets, I mean, when you, obviously, you know, like me, I started like one or two songs and that's all I had, like five songs on the duet. I feel like, oh, good, I've expanded now. I feel like maybe I can tackle, you know, a whole bunch of more songs. But do you find yourself kind of stepping out of your comfort zone and learning, or, you know, singing maybe out of your range or in genres you maybe never would have?
In general, certainly, because I listen to some radio music, so that's mainstream music. Right. I'm not a fan of it, but if I want to sing with someone that only has those kind of music, I have to just do what they have.
Yeah.
And then I'll do it, and I just do it in how I sing and not how they normally sing, because I can't sing normal.
Oh, stop. What kind of genre of music do you like then?
Metal. Metal and upper... different subgenres of that.
Do you think we have enough representation of metal genres in Twitch things?
No, there's very little.
Yeah, agreed. There's a lot of other things that I wish they had too. But you know, hopefully Twitch things.
Yeah. Hello, Twitch things. It's appealing to the masses, and not to little subgroups. Of course, the songs will come just slower. Death metal will be good, but I can't do that.
Okay, so now let's see if I've gotten down to some of our quick questions down here. So what's next now? You have you're finishing up, like you said, with your bachelor's degree in
electrical engineering.
Okay, electrical engineering. What do you like about electrical engineering?
It's where my interests lie, in the design of systems and especially just PCBs, like print circuit boards, designing those, the full everything for it. And I'm currently working on computing, so servers or smaller computers in that type of work. And that's where I've been having interest since about 14, at least in that sub side of it. But
nice.
I knew what I wanted to do when I was like 13. I already knew this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. So,
what's next for you after graduation? What do you
working.
Plan? Working. Well,
working
don't we all?
You don't need to work your ass off.
Yeah, well, you know, for those of us that live in, you know, high rent districts,
even
lower rent districts, wherever you live, there's always a means you need to work. So, yeah, I know that very, very well. So single income is really a, you know what, so.
Yeah, single income gets hard.
Yeah, it's so hard when you're trying to, like, make ends meet and you want, you know, good things. I mean, I'll tell you, because I'm a digital marketer, so I do a lot of things on my Mac. And when I first learned, okay, look at that face. He grimaced when I said Mac. He's like, oh. I started following Twitch as a whole maybe a year ago, even from my phone or from my Mac or whatever, but I was watching, like, my kids. I wasn't stalking them. I was just watching them because they wanted me to follow them to help boost their viewership. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. But I knew I wanted to do something because, you know, I had all this extra time here at the house at this new place. And I said, what should I do? And I said, I happened to be in Twitch TV and I was, looking at all the different channels. I remember hearing my daughter say that they have new IRL categories. And I'm like, really? So I was so excited. I went and I found, like, different categories, like the talk shows and podcasts. They have music and performing arts and other genres, right? Or other categories. But I forgot my point. But I think it's because when I came to realize that Twitch Things was something that you cannot just watch, that you can actually participate in. I'm like, what? How do I do that? So, you know, I looked up all the specs and the requirements, and lo and behold, it said Windows. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I went to go have it built, my PC built, and long story short, I had to go through like almost three variations, and I finally got the version that I wanted. So, but
that's long. You
know, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was a long story. I don't even know where that came out from.
Went from a MacBook to a PC.
Yeah, honestly. And if you don't already know me, you guys, my name is Annie. Annie Talks. I do like to talk, and I do like to, you know, talk with people. So besides singing. So, Dirk, is there anything you'd like to share with us that maybe something we don't already know about you?
It's not much to me. I like math too.
You like math? Yeah. Are you like a math wizard? Like, so if I throw an equation at you, you could do it? No, I'm kidding.
Probably. Equations I can probably do to about a degree order.
Oh my gosh, you're one of those people with a clipboard and a pencil and... No, I'm just kidding. you can calculate things pretty quickly?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Could calculate pretty nicely in my head, everything.
Wow, who knew that? I didn't, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. I'm going to turn it over to chat. Is there anything, Noodles, that maybe you'd like to know about Dirk? How do you say your first name? Is it Dirk or Dirk?
Dirk. You can't say the
Dirk. My Lord.
Okay. It's just a weird tune.
I love it. Say it again. I love the way you say it.
Dirk.
No, one more time.
Dirk.
See?
It's just a completely different tone in languages.
I love it. Let's see. Hey guys, stopping by. We got Crextacy stopping by saying hello. Oh, hello, Crextacy. let's see. And we need to know more. We need more death metal, Noodle says. I want to practice my death growl. Do you have a death growl?
Death growls are the best.
Do you have that? Do it.
I can't because that will kill my voice. No, I can't growl.
Oh my goodness. Can I ask a loaded question? Oh, okay. Brace yourself, Dirk.
I'm an open book.
He's going to ask a loaded question. Go for it, Noodles. Let's see what he says. Okay.
Must be a long question.
I know. I was like, dang, he's formulating that question. Well, as you can see, Mr. Dirk is his Twitch handle. So everybody, I'm going to shout this out right now. Actually, he's my mod. Hey, Noodles, can you shout out Dirk for us, please? Okay, Noodles is saying, do you think the D2D is rigged to a certain class of Twitch singers?
Ooh. Certainly it is. Because that's the thing is, when you have a competition, you need to appeal to the masses. Because right. You can be wonderful, but if you're doing death metal, you might get in. You're not getting to the second, not to the final round, because not a lot of people like that. So a certain category is definitely geared towards the people that can do like very high switches in the voice to make something spectacular, so that it looks like, or does it look like, it's more entertaining.
Yeah. Well, did he answer your loaded question there, Noodles? Hi, Tenapi. Thanks for joining us. We're here with Mr. Dirk, who obviously is one of the D2D contestants from last week's episode, or last week's, what did you call that? You called it a, I said episode and you said contestant. Something else. So, Tenapi, do you have a question for Mr. Dirk that you'd like to ask? We've talked about that he is an electrical engineering major. He's on the closing end of his getting his degree, his bachelor's degree, and he's going to go likely into electrical engineering, right?
I am. Like, I'm already in there. So.
Oh, he's already. He's kind of already.
The company I work for really don't mind if I finish my degree or not.
Oh, like, man. Like,
we know you're capable of, so.
Right. So
if it was just, money, just work.
They're just humoring you at this point, huh?
No, it's not humoring. Of course, want you to finish, because it's always better that you have a nice piece of paper that says you've done something instead of just not. Because it's always
very true. Yeah. Okay, she says, "Congrats on the graduation. Electrical was way beyond me. definitely way beyond me. But the fact that engineering is always intriguing to me. I'm not a math major, although I'll tell you this, because all throughout school I hated math. Math was like the bane of my existence. I absolutely hated it. But meanwhile, when I was getting my AA, my associate's degree, all my friends moved on to the university and were pursuing their bachelor's and, you know, on so on. And I was still back because I still had at least two or three more years. Sorry, two or three more classes yet to get to the university level. All my other fulfillment or all my other credits were fulfilled, but yet I had not fulfilled my math credits, right? So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be here forever. So I kind of lit a fire under my little behind here, and I said, if I don't learn math, I'm going to be here forever. So that year, I forced myself, and lo and behold, I was like, is pretty damn cool. It wasn't until then I was like, I get it. And I actually was able to help my kids as they were growing up with their math and their geometry and their algebra. But beyond algebra, forget it. I could do statistics.
Algebra entail in America?
Algebra is a lot of equations, right? So just
That's
what do you call it?
We have math, and basically that we have three major subjects in it. So we have math A, math B, and math D. Math A, you're about, it's the easiest.
Basic math.
It's just basic math, calculating with percentages, a very little, solving of real equations.
Like how you said that. Very little, solving real equations, he says. That's really funny.
And class B is fully on equations, just solving equations. And then D is abstract math, so with things that really exist.
Wait, so where does geometry fall in? Because you went from A, B,
geometry?
And then to D. geometry is here in the States. Okay, how would you guys say geometry? Geometry is, you know, spheres, shapes.
Oh, everyone gets that. It's just, that's something you get in high school year one and two, and then you need to have it.
Oh, so that falls within basic.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me here in the United States? Yeah, so in the United States, we go from basic math to pre-algebra to algebra, and then we have like one semester of geometry. You mean to tell me geometry is already in basic, so you guys are way ahead of us? Hello.
I wouldn't say ahead. It's different.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, let's go to the chat real quick. Let's see. Tenepi.
Final noodle letter question.
What did he say? Do you, Mr. Dirk, have tips for people who want to play Twitch Sings? Or too scared and shy to play Twitch Sings? Good question.
Just do it, because that's the only way you're going to get over it. And if you're, you don't have to upload it. You can just start with singing songs, deleting them, then start with singing a song with someone you probably like, doing a duet with someone you like. You don't need to have a camera, you just need to have a microphone. Upload that, just send them a message that you did it. They can watch it. They told you they watched it. You can even delete it. It doesn't have to stay on there. If you're saying, I want to do something with that person, I don't feel comfortable, you can even do it, upload it, then delete it, send them the clip that's saved to Twitch, because Twitch saves it. You can download it from there, send that clip to them so they only can see it.
Oh, so wow.
You still have to do it. You're still forced to play it if you're shy, but you don't have to. You can upload everything and then download it and remove it. Or you can just not upload it. But the only way to actually do it is just do it and start with no uploading, and you'll get comfortable along the way, and then you're not really minding anymore and just upload everything. At least.
That's a good point. He has a really good point. So yes, not only just do it, but also you don't have to go live. You can actually just play the, you know, quote unquote, play the game, sing along, and then wait, let's get to that. Stop it, you're ahead of me. So you can actually just play the game and not record per se, not go live. So you don't, you know, if you're scared about going live, you don't have to go live. You can actually, you know, browse through the different duets and pick and choose whoever you want to sing with. You can even practice. I love that about Twitch Sings, is that you have the ability to practice it and hear it. I always like to play it so that I can match, you know, how that person is singing. If they're singing, you know, with intensity, or if they're softer singers, then I'll match my intensity with them. You know what I mean? So you have that ability. It's to each his own. You just figure out. What was that?
It's a very loud car horn.
Oh my goodness. I was like, wait, there's a car in here? So that's the great thing about Twitch Sings. So you don't have to go live. You can record on the back end. You can upload and publish and send it to whoever, like Mr. Dirk said, you can do it that way. So, you know, but the most important thing is just do it. Get started. Absolutely. Okay, let's look at that final question that Noodles has. One final question. Can you do a death growl for us?
I'm not doing a death growl.
Do a low death growl, like a low one.
Death growls are always low. A growl is low. A squeal is high.
Really?
Can't be high.
I don't know the difference. So
you know how a pig sounds?
No.
Do you know how a pig oinks?
No. You're talking to somebody that's ignorant to metal.
Just a normal pig. Yeah. A piglet, big squeal.
Oh, like, piglet. Oh, okay.
A piglet or a regular pig, they squeal.
Okay, right.
That's how a squeal normally sounds, and a growl can only be low. A squeal is high.
So then, just for me, you don't have to do it, but I mean, like, what's an equivalent of a death growl?
There is like, nothing that is a death growl.
Well, you just said that a squeal is like...
Death growl is like a low rumble.
Okay. Oh, okay. Like, Sexy Gamer, who in Dare to Duet, this last one with us, would you say that he has like a growl?
Yeah, that
level. I don't know the difference. I'm so ignorant when it comes to that, so.
Don't know if you know Baratheon the Beast.
You're talking to somebody that has a musical theater background. So no, I don't know.
So no, he's also a Twitch streamer, or another one you probably also don't know who can also do death growls.
Well, the only other person I know that even that I know anything metal about is sadly is only one person is Bad Wabbit. So I mean, who was our
He does more yells. He doesn't growls.
Sorry, Bad Wabbit.
Bad Wabbit is great.
Yeah, he's awesome. He had like a
like someone who doesn't know what autotune is. Oh.
Do you like autotune or you don't like autotune?
Depends. If you do what he does, it's T-Pain style autotune. That's great because that's a character that's fun to do. Normal autotune, if you do it correctly, it's not heard. But if it's done badly, it's quite a bad show.
Yeah.
Autotune is just filtering the voice to match a note. It's just simply saying this is a range from a note. If you're in that range, you're gonna have that note.
Yeah.
If you're then doing it wrong, that you're in between two notes, autotune is going crazy and you can hear the difference massively.
Yeah. But autotune, if it's used to like maybe enhance the song or add some entertainment value, but if it's just to replace your voice, I don't know. Again, to each his own. You know,
it can also be used to literally replace the voice and literally completely put it a couple notes up or an octave up or down. If you're doing that, that's not fun for Twitch things. I think it's not necessary to use autotune, but for a T-Pain character, I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Normally, he's not using it normally because you can see his setup, and that's the T-Pain setup. Yeah. But I like that someone called him out that doesn't know shit.
I know, right? Were you part of his 10-hour stream the other day? Bad Wabbit? He had like this long stream, a 10-hour stream. It was pretty cool because, the rest of the community supported him and, you know, like, hey, yeah, we know you're capable, and he proved it. He proved it.
He proves it. He's not using autotune except for T-Pain.
Yeah.
People think he's using autotune because he's got it on for T-Pain. And I think, but he's probably using different sense normally. No, because he's literally turning it off.
Yeah. Yeah. And you see him, when he even showed us, he was like, this is me turning it on, guys. This is me turning it off, guys. So yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
And
Bad
Wabbit is one of the people that's probably putting the most into Twitching. Because if you see the effort that he takes in his open duets, recording backing tracks on drums and then even guitar and then play another guitar live over it and then sing, no one has taken that effort.
Absolutely. So we pay homage to Bad Wabbit. I mean, the fact that anybody that goes on open mic, I'm so super envious of, because one, I don't have an instrument to play. I play the piano, but I don't have one. And I don't play well, so I don't even want to play one. I've always wanted to learn how to play the ukulele, but, you know, I hate the way it feels on my fingers. So, you know. I can't do it. But I always feel that people who play in, who sing in open mic and have the ability to, you know, showcase their talent, not just in singing, but in playing a musical instrument is just, you know, bar none. I love that. I love all that live entertainment anyways, because it's just something, you know, I grew up in that environment. So I always think that people who can do that are just like in a whole new different category. But you're right. Bad Wabbit is one of those, like, he's the epitome of open mic, and he does put a lot of effort and tremendous a lot of effort into his streams, and it shows, and he's the professional that he is, right?
He's called me professional.
Yeah. In my Dare to Duet, he called me the professional and gave Tenebi the golden buzzer. Mm. And we were able to play on that. Oh my god, it was so funny. So yeah, I was happy to do that. Is there anything you'd like to share with our followers, our listeners, and anybody else that's listening? And
nothing that's currently popping on my mind that I need to share.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know that we're hours difference. Yeah. But how neat that we can come together like this in such a nice community, especially the Twitch Sings community, which is, I love them. I love this community. It's a very friendly environment and all very supportive. You know, we're all singers and we're all learning and expressing ourselves in ways we could probably not be able to do any other way. So,
agreed.
Thank you.
The amount of bad apples in here compared to the rest of Twitch is very low.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's very true. Oh, thank you. So if there are no other questions from our followers and our viewers, we will bid Mr. Dirk good night or good morning. Where we, I think it's good morning on his end.
It's night. It's night.
I'm sorry. Good night. We'll bid Mr. Dirk good night. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really, truly appreciate it. Hopefully we can have another opportunity to talk in this platform and, for future subjects and future shows.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.